Je suis en compagnie de Shannon Chouinard, coordonnatrice de la sensibilisation des enfants et des jeunes pour le Refuge pour femmes de Peace River, qui vient nous parler du programme Empowering Youth and Kids. So first of all, I just wanted to know, what is the Empowering Youth and Kids program?
Yeah, for sure. So it's a child and youth outreach program that operates out of the women's shelter in Peace River. And we can see kids between the ages of 3 to 17 who've been impacted by family violence, trauma, domestic violence, struggling with self-esteem issues, or a big change in their life. And we can see kids who've lived at the women's shelter, or they can be referred in the community. And we see kids up to 100 kilometers outside of Peace River and Peace River area. And it's sort of like a mentorship, big brother, big sister program. So I meet with children in school or at their homes or out of school, give them someone to talk to about what's going on for them, understand that the abuse that they witnessed and have went through is not their fault, help with coping techniques and strategies, giving them someone to talk to about all the stuff that they've seen and gone through, and then get them connected with other services like therapists or counselors if they need that, make sure that they're in like child assessment programs if they need that, and just give them that person that really advocates for the child.
And what are the main objectives of the program?
Help kids understand that what they've seen and been through is not their fault, to give them a platform to talk about what they've been through. A lot of times when people come into the women's shelter, they're supported by, we have many different programs at the shelter in Peace River, and they're supported as a family unit. And the program started in 2016, November, and it was funded by the government because they found that there was a lack in services on specific programming geared towards the kids. We have the child care program, which helps with assessments and making sure they're registered in school and parenting techniques, but there wasn't a specific program for the kids. You know, their lives have been uprooted and they've lost their home and their pets and their parent. And so we know that not everyone that has family violence also accesses the shelter, or that has gone through trauma accesses the shelter. So that's why it was kind of a balanced program of helping the kids within when they get settled in their homes, and then helping the kids in the community, having someone to talk to and that really believe them of what they went through and help them through it.
And on the brochure, it says that it is a personalized program. How is it personalized?
It's personalized because we do an intake at the beginning with the parents and then a separate intake with the kids and talk about what they want to get out of the program. Why are they coming to the program, and what goals, let's say, the parent has for their child. So maybe they say, oh, I want my child to understand healthy relationship. And then when I talk with the kid, they say, oh, I want help with building friendships and missing my dad, let's say. And so we would do an activity, let's say they're really into art, and then also talk about what's going on for them. So we would play a game, do some art, maybe go in the community and spend time together, and then have those conversations so they really fit with whatever goals they've identified in the program.
And why do a program like that in a community like Peace River? Was there a greater need?
Yeah, there's a great need for personalized supports in Peace River. We have really good resources such as mental health, and there's social workers that are in the school division. But this program, since it's community-based and I can meet with kids at their home, in school, and it's very flexible on what they need, they're feeling in control, and it helps them get their power back and work through what they've gone through. And the government actually gave funding to all women shelters across Alberta in 2016 for this program. But it's in conjunction with, they had a case manager for the shelters and a youth support worker. So whether that be helping with the child care side and working with kids living in-house or an outreach capacity, each shelter was allowed to decide on how they allocated that funding. And our shelter created this program because they saw a gap in the children being served, that they were getting basic needs, but not so much that long-term support and case management.
And who can participate, and how can they participate?
Anyone can participate. They just have to contact us. They can be referred from schools, agencies, families. They can just see our poster at the library and call us. And within the intake process, I would explain that it's voluntary. So let's say families get referred to us through Children's Services, and Children's Services recommends the program. And I explain to the family that it's a good program. And if they don't feel comfortable after a few times meeting and they feel that it doesn't fit for them, we can find them something different, but anyone can participate.
And what are the upcoming activities organized by the Peace River Women's Shelter?
Right now, we have not so much scheduled activities, more than just day-to-day programming. So typically, the Empowering Kids and Youth program is a one-on-one support program, but I also put on art journaling workshops in conjunction with FCSSs around our area and libraries. And those are called Journal Friends, and those have been put on hold due to COVID, but I run about 2 to 3 of those a year. And those are for kids any ages. It depends on what that community needs. So in Grimshaw, we did one for grade 4, 5, 6. In Nampa, we did one for grade 8, 9, 10. We didn't get enough participants for that one, so it couldn't run. But we do them in Manning, and we've done them within Peace River, at schools, as one-day workshops, as after-school drop-in at the libraries. And so those run about 3 times a year. We haven't got to do one all of 2020 just because of COVID. Well, actually, we did one in Grimshaw at the beginning of 2020 and Peace River, but not within the last fiscal year, which is April to March. And then the one-on-one support program is still running, and I'm able to see kids. Right now, I have to work from home, so all appointments are done by Zoom or phone. But before that, I'm able to go into schools, go into people's homes, take kids to the SPCA, go for lunch. And then other programming at the shelter, there's a program that's very similar to mine, but it's geared towards adults who've experienced domestic violence or family violence in their life, men and women. And that's called Adult Outreach. And that worker's name is Anne. And if you wanted to interview her too, she was really interested to get her program information out there. And they see people that are 18 years or older, or are what called a mature minor. So sometimes a 16-year-old, 17-year-old will be living alone, their own income, their own place. They could be an adult outreach. The more people and families that know about it, the more support we can get kids, because they struggle with a lot.
Thanks to you. Have a nice day.
Well, I'm very grateful to be a part of that, and I look forward to seeing the interview, and thanks for reaching out.
En résumé, le programme Empowering Youth and Kids est offert aux enfants de 3 à 17 ans ayant vécu de la violence dans leur famille ou ayant des problèmes d'estime de soi. Le programme agit sous forme de mentorat pour offrir une oreille attentive aux enfants, leur donner des techniques d'adaptation et stratégies et les connecter à d'autres services comme des psychologues et des thérapeutes. Le but premier est de faire comprendre aux enfants que ce qu'ils ont vécu n'est pas leur faute. Les intervenants offrent aussi un programme personnalisé à chaque enfant en focusant sur leurs attentes et leurs buts. C'était Shannon Chouinard, coordonnatrice de la sensibilisation des enfants et des jeunes pour le Refuge pour femmes de Peace River. Ici Alex Fortier pour la radio Nord-Ouest FM.